Yes, indeed. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally sports talk radio show. Coming up next. But first, as always, we want to shout out some of our underwriters, the people who support us, keep the lights on around here. TBP is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. Once again, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. We got almost a full squad in the building, so that's cool. Talk about practice starts right now. Talk about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jerome Gelbert, alongside me as always. My man, my player partner, the bearded bandito, fresh off vacation in L.A., Derek Isumaki.
You're starting with a whimper instead of a bang today, boys.
Yeah,
what's
well,
good party, people?
You know, when people steal chords from the station, it makes it a little difficult.
Steal's a strong word right now. We don't know.
Misplaced chords. How about that? Chords.
Allegedly stolen.
Oh, we got
the Hardy Boys on it right now.
The Hardy Boys.
I thought we had
Nancy Drew.
She's teaming along with them.
What about the Scooby?
Nancy Drew has hidden more bodies than she's found.
That's
wow,
true.
That's a claim.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
She's ruthless.
Mass murderer Nancy Drew. What if that was like an actual like biopic of someone? Those series.
I'd be into it.
Right? They should make those. I mean, I know they made it into a movie.
It's called
before,
The Undertone.
They need to like really make some of those.
Dexter.
Because there's some scary ones out there, I feel.
We also have John Logan, a.k.a. Sunny Slim.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
And our producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brad.
How you guys doing?
What? Wow, we're changing it up, everybody.
Wow. I don't like that.
No. Sorry.
Yeah.
Too late now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, it's not really working for
me. Now you know what you're going to do.
Get it together, dude.
I tried.
Get organized. School year started.
I don't really know what to do.
This is ridiculous, dude.
It's really
disgusting. We can't even do this.
I feel like maybe I shouldn't have even come back to Chico.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Honestly, this is just stupid.
Can't believe.
Anyway, talk about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Today, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I think it's pretty obvious there's a clear place to start. And when a quarterback of his stature retires, we got to start there. Andrew Luck suddenly makes the announcement that he's retiring. Now, boys, I need your guys' help because I was trying to watch SportsCenter last night and I got the alert that this happened, but I didn't really get to see all the way it went down. I heard he got booed and all these things, but I really didn't get the full scoop because let me tell you, I can't watch SportsCenter really anymore because I can't watch TV anymore. I hate commercials. They've always been awful, but now that I have an alternative, it's almost impossible for me to watch anything but games on regular TV.
Commercials have really come to a terrible place in our life right now. Like, they used to be good, I feel. Now we just got crap.
I don't know.
I value a good commercial.
I'll play the devil's advocate. I like commercials.
Yeah. I value, but this is what?
Yeah.
There's so many bad ones out there.
The writing.
Though.
You know what I mean? Who doesn't want that job?
Well, they're terrible. Like, I feel like I really want that job because I feel like I do a lot better at it.
I don't know. Progressive's onto something.
Progressive has some decent commercials.
Geico every once in a while comes out with a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, commercials
don't live that long.
Awful.
They are.
They're really awful.
Yeah.
And I can't do them. This on demand world we live in, why would I sit through a commercial now? You know,
I'm really right now thinking of 1-800 The General. Like, that is the commercial that's coming to mind that has not changed since 1989. The only thing they've added is Shaq to like make some type of spin. Like, yeah, we're relevant.
Yeah, fair enough. I would, yeah, so.
They're getting free publicity, all these stations right now. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. We would, so can you guys kind of walk me through what happened here? Because I, like I said, I tried to watch the press conference and all that stuff, and it just took forever to get to it on SportsCenter, so I just dipped.
Yeah, it was kind of a nightmare of a situation for Andrew Luck. I mean, he wanted to do this press conference after the game on Saturday, and it somehow was leaked through the organization, and so fans...
Was it Schefter that leaked it?
Shifty Schefter. God.
But, I mean, he might have been the messenger, you know, but obviously someone leaked it to him within the organization. I think in regards of Andrew Luck, it's pretty disrespectful, you know. I mean, to be...
For those of you who don't know, as he was walking out after the game was over and it would have already been known that he was retiring...
Right.
Colts fans were booing him as right. he was walking off the field.
Yeah, and I...
Classy move, Indianapolis.
I mean, I get it, though. You, from how? Okay, I can
no,
see...
No, that is such a...
I can see both sides. As a purest sports fan of football, when you... I mean, even as an athlete, if you're giving up... I wouldn't say giving up. You're choosing your health. You know, I'm not going to knock someone that's going to choose a betterment of their life. Than not, but at the same time, he said in his press conference that he's been juggling this for 4 years through rehab, through all these different things. Mm-hmm. And you wait till the last week of preseason, you go through 3 weeks of having not only your fans and organization feel like, hey, we are the AFC South front runner, we are a Super Bowl contender with Andrew Luck behind the center, and at the third quarter of the third week of the preseason, he goes, oh, wait, I'm actually going to retire.
And that's a complete mindset of such a selfish fan right there. Fans are just, this is my team. I want them to do well.
It is.
It's a terrible place for people to be. And, like, get off your high horse. These are actually guys out there who are putting their life on the line.
I completely disagree.
Right. But you got to remove yourself from that. I get that side of it.
I think it's classless.
Fans are classless. They're doing it. And to say, like, I mean, don't understand. I can understand that you're in your passion. But your passions are dumb. People
but imagine being in the stands. You're a season ticket holder. You're high hopes on this team, and you're in the you're in week three of the preseason, and you just get a notification that your best your quarterback just retired.
Andrew,
would you not be in your feelings?
No.
Would you not be in your feelings?
I would be like,
sideline?
This guy probably had a really tough decision on his hands, because no one ups and decides to do that when they're in technically their quote unquote prime. So that's a tough decision for you to just immediately say, oh, well, my season's ruined now.
His life is not ruined.
He went to Stanford and got an architect degree.
You don't know the physical pain he's going through right now.
Please.
Derek, you are talking as someone from a perspective with nuance. You work at a bar on Sundays. You've seen the type of your
I know,
average...
and I hate those people. Stop being those people.
But most people are those people.
I know you are, and you're idiots, all of you. If you get that way, you are seriously so involved in it, you don't realize the humanity, the faces in this league, and think it's just a game for you to watch and entertain yourself. Yes, it truly is, no doubt. But realize that comes with the price. These guys' lives. And if they don't want to do it, respect them. Say, you know what, man, I got you. We watch battle every single weekend. We get that.
I get that. But at the same time, you got to think, you didn't think he was battling this training camp, OTAs?
He was probably trying to fight through it. Like, I want to do it. Then he went through it. Like, you know what? Maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
See, if you're going to fight through OTAs,
if you're going to fight through OTAs and do the first 3 weeks
of
the preseason.
He's not going through OTAs. He's Andrew Luck.
He was at OTAs.
He was barely doing anything, I bet. Barely doing anything. He was probably just there to show face and be like, hey, here's something new, guys. Let's welcome into the show.
So, to me, this isn't just a whim of a night where you're like, you know what? I've decided. This is a long process that you have to go through. Like you said, he's in his prime. Like, this isn't just a thing where you're
so
like,
so who are
overnight,
you to judge when he makes that decision to actually make that leap?
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not booing him right now, but I'm seeing him.
I'm seeing their side of it. I'm playing the devil's advocate.
Okay, I get
here.
You, devil's
I see,
advocate.
I can see it too, as well,
and I'm going to condemn
that. Just dropped $10,000 on season tickets to see.
I can see what they're doing. I condemn that. It is so stupidity to have that mentality. If you are that soaked up into your team right now, you have more problems. No, you have a problem.
What do you think a fanatic is?
Yeah,
Eric?
I realize. People are stupid. We go based on our feelings. They're irrational.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is kind of the same argument when KD tore his Achilles in Toronto, right? The fans reacted poorly, and I was frustrated by it that you're going to cheer this man getting injured. But again, basically, the second he snapped his Achilles, your team just won an NBA championship. It pretty much guaranteed that your team was going to win your first NBA championship. So in the moment, I understand. I get it. I think it's classless. I don't think it's the way to go. But I get how you would be so upset when you think that you have a legitimate shot to win a Super Bowl. You come from a place where your team has won, what, how many? Or you've had a franchise quarterback for 20 freaking years now.
You've been spoiled, yeah.
You've been spoiled. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, well.
Don't get me wrong. I get that side. I do that. When you're in that moment, you feel it. But you got to realize there's so much more layers to this than just thinking, oh, man, my season's over. That's the case for you and your fandom right now. But the fans, you got to have that ability to look past just the surface layer of things. And realize that what this guy is going through, you do not have any idea.
Right.
And you think that type of situation to make is so easy that he just up and leave, like, oh, whatever. No, he probably, like I said, he battled with it for 4 years.
No, but I mean, you look at a fan in Indianapolis, there was multiple reports that, you know, oh, it was his knee. Oh, now it's his leg. Oh, now it's a high ankle sprain. There's no real definitive what is his injury. So a lot of people have high hopes of him coming back. There's not even a thought. I mean, look at all the media broadcasts right now. Everyone is completely
last year. So,
exactly.
You know,
it's like
you have a lot of hopes. I get
your
hopes.
You don't see this coming, and for him to do it in week three is all I'm saying. I don't care that he made that decision for himself and his family. By all means, safety first. You know what I mean? You have other opportunities in life. You're 29 years old. I get that. But to do that as an athlete, if I was on the Indianapolis Colts and I'm looking to my leader to lead us to the promised land, so to speak, and at week three, 1 week before we're supposed to get ready to play our regular season, we go, hey, Jacoby Brissett, you're our number one now. You got to figure it out in 1 week.
Like, no team's ever done that before. It happens all the time. Every team changes their quarterbacks. Every team at least goes through, not every team, but at least one team every year is going through that. More than one.
Retired Hall of Famer in their prime?
The quarterback leaves and they have to have their backup step up. So don't think it's like, oh, well, it's just...
This is a little different. Oftentimes, that's due to injury.
It's like having a career-ending injury right now. If he just had a tore his ACL right now, it tore his Achilles, might as well compare it to that. And then you're just booing him out.
Yeah, again, that's not fandom.
Fandom you're looking at this with
fandom
nuance.
I can't help myself.
Fandom isn't in sickness and health. Fandom's only in health.
Right.
You know what I mean? This marriage is only in health. This isn't in sickness and health. We don't care when you're hurt. Get better. As a fan.
Fandom is someone who goes through sickness and health. That's a fanatic. Someone who's going to do them no matter what.
Yeah, for your team, though. Not for the individual players.
Yeah, right. But for your team. So I get it.
Yeah,
your team
and he's
feels
bailing
like
on his team.
He decided he has something and he's got to do something that's more important.
That's all I'm saying.
People got to realize that football's not life.
I see the side.
I see it, too, and I
football
see the stupidity
life.
Behind
back.
It, too.
Football is back. It's nice to have football
back.
Not
for
back.
Andrew Luck, though.
Not for Andrew Luck.
You think he comes back?
No.
Never? Never.
I think he's a very calculated person. I think this has been something he's alluded to as much, that it's been something that's been weighing on him for a very long time. You know, I know that, Derek, you've had some hip stuff. I had the torn Achilles. So you and I have both gone through rehab before.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure it's nowhere near what Andrew Luck's going through or any professional athlete. But it's hell. Because it's not, you're spending hours a day doing tiny little movements. It's not like you're working on getting more and more explosive and hitting weights and doing, you know, fun exercises. Right. No, they're very little movements.
You're back to square one.
Yes, and it is agonizing. It is so agonizing.
He's had some pretty gruesome injuries.
He had a lacerated kidney, for Christ's sakes. I mean, the dude's gone through hell as far as some of his injuries. And I think anyone who's ever watched him play can tell he really loves the game. I mean, one of the plays that comes to mind is that fumble at Stanford when he absolutely trucked that dude.
Yeah.
I mean, dude loves to play football, it seems.
The guy has got the brains to not play football.
Right.
He could do any pretty well.
But you still know. Saw the passion. I mean, that guy would get laid out on a sack and help the guy up and tap him on the butt or tap him on the helmet saying good hit.
He loved the game, so that's why I'm saying they should have respected that. We just got back into that.
But how do you love the game that much and just...
Let's not get back into that. We got through it. We're beating a dead horse.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Much love, Andrew Luck. Thank you.
Derek's fandom lies with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Dwight Howard.
And I,
we got the two best players from 2012 on our squad right now.
I hope y'all are so terrible this year. Because honestly, the saddest thing I've ever seen was when the historic Lakers franchise put up signs around the city that said, "Stay D12." Oh, it was the most disgusting, embarrassing, pathetic thing I have ever seen the Lakers do. Okay?
Our thirst is real. Like, for championships, it is
unquenchable.
Yes.
So let's before that, I think we should talk about y'all lost Boogie Cousins to an ACL about a week ago.
That's rough.
Which was really sad to see for anyone who is a fan of Boogie. He's a hell of a player and
was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably over for him now. I mean, he's even if he comes back with a torn Achilles, he had the torn quad and then a torn ACL.
It's all in the same leg as well, right?
Yeah.
I see the big three in his future.
Ooh.
Mm. Do you?
No.
Good take.
Hot take. Hot take, Derek.
And then freeze it right up.
Do you really think Dwight Howard's going to make a difference, though, on that squad?
I mean, he's not a completely useless player at this point in his career. He still has value. He is still, you know, he's not going to be the guy. He's like the fifth guy.
So you don't think he starts?
I think he'll be their starting center.
And put AD at the power forward?
Yeah. That'll be interesting, but you can also see it be a versatile lineup, I feel.
Yeah.
Because Dwight Howard still has that ability where he can. I mean, he's just your classic type of center that's no longer truly utilized.
Right.
But at the same time, he's still a big body, still going to provide you defense, get you rebounds. And he's out look to score. Like, just get a lob here and there from LeBron.
Like a DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah. If we could have DeAndre Jordan style, that would be great, I feel.
Yeah.
If we can get that, but yeah.
Howard, really?
It is crazy to think, though, that not that long ago, we were thinking between Dwight Howard and LeBron James as the two best players in the league. Like, taking Dwight
Howard.
There
was an argument to be made. Who would you start your franchise with? And you wouldn't sound insane if you were going to say Dwight Howard 10 years ago.
Not at all.
But, I mean, the game has shifted. We have seen a real-time evolution of how the game is played. And a big man that can't shoot just ain't important anymore. I don't want to say they're not important. They have been so devalued. Right, there are very few of them left that get any run in this league. I'm trying to think of them, and I'm kind of struggling.
I mean, you look at all the big centers right now have added a shot to their arsenal. Right. You see with Drummond, he has added a three-point shot to his...
Even Lopez.
Lopez has got
it. Didn't Lopez, I think he went the first 8 years of his career, 5 years, not even attempting a three, and he attempted like five or six a season last year. Something crazy. Like
a game, you mean.
A game. Yeah. Sorry. Five or six a season isn't that crazy.
But yeah, I mean, on Milwaukee, he was just lobbing them up, and with the Lakers. That's what his role became. And, hey, this is the new world we're living in.
Yep.
You know, big
men. Times are changing.
No one wants to get in the paint anymore. No one wants the easy buckets.
I still like the Clippers over the Lakers.
I think they're a better-looking squad, especially defensively. That team's going to be...
raw.
Locked down.
I wish nothing bad for the... I just want all bad things to happen to the Clippers this season. I don't know why I hate Paul George. I mean, I don't hate him as a person. I just don't like him at all. I don't know why.
Rock the hate, man. You hate him. It's okay. Yeah,
I hate
him. What is it about him? I want to know. What's his...
I don't know his face. Overhype? I don't know. I don't like his face.
That's how I feel about Chris Paul. Chris Paul is a very punchable face to me.
Yeah, I think... I don't know what it is. I felt so bad for him when he broke his leg. I was watching that live when it happened. For me, it was the grossest injury I ever saw live. I missed the Kevin Ware injury some years before that. I'd missed it live. I went and saw the replay, obviously. But I don't know. He just has a punchable face. I just thought the Gatorade commercial about him hitting the game-winning shot when he's never hit a game-winning shot was ridiculous.
Hey, you got to have your game-winning shot someplace. You know, why not let Gatorade do it for you?
Fair enough.
In fantasy world.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know. I just, speaking of players with punchable faces, let's do this. Who has, in the NBA, or just in sports in general, you guys have players that have punchable faces?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
You want to punch that beautiful face?
Yeah, yeah. I would never want to.
Wow. I'm a Messi fan.
Maybe
right?
The first statue that was created.
Yeah. I would punch the statue. Yeah, I'd punch that face.
If it weren't for breaking off all of my bones and my fingers, but yeah.
Yeah.
worth it.
Bryce Harper has a very punchable face.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Okay.
It just, especially Kirk with his Cousins. Haircut, too.
For some reason.
Kirk Cousins? Yeah, I can I just, see it, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what tattoo does he have?
No, I'm saying his haircut.
Oh, yeah.
When he has his haircut, the way haircut. He does, and, like, when he's, yeah, it's very, like, just douche galore.
Yeah. Ryan Braun has a very punchable face to me.
I hate Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun is a... That guy should be saying hello to Art Briles very shortly in hell, okay? I'm just saying. And Urban Meyer. Wow.
I mean, wow. I think... Okay.
I feel like he won't be seeing Urban for a long time, but...
Urban's there.
He's, I know, he's, no, he's going to yeah. be there, yeah, yes.
He and Art Briles, hand in hand.
Who else? Do we have anyone else?
Eli Manning, but I don't really want to punch Eli Manning.
He has more of like
I just want to mush his face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want to cheese his face? Yeah. My boy used to do this thing called cheesing where he would always have a thing of nachos on him. And on three different occasions, Wilkie, you know Wilkie, he smashed a thing of nachos into someone's face. Now, I don't know how that happens three different times, but he was known for it. And we started calling him the cheeser because he would just smash, he would mush his nachos into people's faces instead of fighting them, which I always thought was good.
I mean, if you're getting out of fight, that's one way to do it. But if you're just doing that for doing its sake, that's
disrespectful. It was always because it was about to become a physical confrontation. Right. And three different times he had a thing of nachos in his face. Twice in Chico, once at a Giants game, and he would just cheese you instead. I feel like Eli Manning's got a very cheesable face.
Cheesable face.
Yeah. I think we could all agree with that.
Well, you feel bad punching him, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like he wouldn't be able to respond to the punch. He'd be like cowering and go to his mom afterwards.
What about Paul Pierce?
Yeah. Ooh.
That's a good punchable
face. That's a great punchable
That's a good punchable face, right?
Yeah. He's not he was an athlete. He's Kirk Herbstreit, the fake Kirk Herbstreit on ESPN. He's the one that looks like Kirk Herbstreit, but he's not Kirk Herbstreit. If you know who I'm talking about,
that's
a terrible segment, right?
Such good analysis. Yeah. He's the fake Kirk Herbstreit.
A fake Kirk Herbstreit.
Okay, yeah, look that up. Yeah. Google
the
that.
Fake Kirk Herbstreit. Look that up, people. Wow. Go ahead and Google that.
Wow.
I want to stay on this because I feel like I can give you Paul Pierce and raise you a Julian Edelman, and I have a better hand.
You just raised yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I threw out Paul Pierce.
You did, yeah. So you're taking
and
over
then
Julian
you did
Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
Yeah. I feel like Julian Edelman.
I mean, I'll see you, Julian Edelman, and I'll raise you a Jay Cutler.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's a very punchable face. Right
that's a good punchable face.
Pulled that one out of the bag.
Yeah, I like that. That's a really good punchable face.
Aaron Rodgers mustache world.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
I see your Aaron Rodgers mustache world, and I raise you Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
I don't know. I kind of want to party with Baker.
When he just had his mustache going and it had like his little chubby cheeks showing, it was a terrible look.
Kind of like the guy. He tried to run from cops.
I mean, just because he's shotgunned a beer, that was pretty dope, I'll say.
I did think, Baker Mayfield is a pretty cool guy. I would actually love to drink with him. He sounds like a ball.
Every single person we have mentioned on this list, we will all party with at any point in time.
No, Jay Cutler, I won't. If you're hearing this, Jay Cutler.
Or Ryan Braun. I won't party with Brian Braun.
No, I wouldn't party with Ryan
Braun. I would party with Jay Cutler just to be able to have
Ryan Braun would throw up in the corner and then blame it on you, get you kicked out of the bar while he sits there at the bar laughing.
He would be the one that would throw up and say, hey, man, someone just threw up in the bar. Right I think it was that guy. I saw him do it.
That is totally what Ryan Braun would do. Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are listener-supported community radio. Some of you who are listening terrestrially, thank you, first of all, for keeping it old school. We got knocked off the air earlier. We apologize for that. They were doing some work on the generator up in Paradise. We are back on, though, obviously. But you can always stream us. The stream stays pretty consistent. So you can stream us kzfr.org if you would like. Beyond that, we're having some technical issues in the studio, so some of our drops might sound funny. You might not hear the whole drop like you're used to, and it's a whole thing. And honestly, it's my fault. I didn't bring the right cord, so we are doing our best in here. But
the Hardy Boys have yet to solve the case.
Yeah, the Hardy Boys are on it, though. Yeah,
they're still trying to figure it out.
I've always wanted one of those big Sherlock Holmes magnifying glasses, you know?
I've always wanted to get one of those to start burning ants. Does that make me ruthless?
No, I've done that before.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've poured salt on, like, slugs before and snails, yeah.
You know the magnifying glass with the Black Widows
Is that a good way to do it?
They pop.
I feel like that would be fun, too.
Is this a sports talk or a psychopath show? Because you guys sound like a little bit like serial killers.
There's zero pleasure in you in squishing a bug. You don't get any pleasure in doing that?
I mean, I'm not going to say
that. I punched a horse fly not too long ago, and it died on impact, and that felt awesome.
Like, just if you grab a fly out of hand, like, just
boom. Oh, that feels good.
I mean, just,
or a mosquito.
It's nasty that you have a fly in your hand.
That's more Mr. Miyagi good feeling.
Slapping a mosquito.
That's great.
Yeah. Once you get the clap, and then you see them. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's always nice to flick them off, like, when they get on.
Or when you have the tennis racket, the electrifying tennis racket, and you get a fly, it's like, meh. that is always a great one.
That is satisfying.
When I have cockroaches, I suck them up.
When you have cockroaches?
Yeah. You never had cockroaches in your place before?
Never.
Okay, well.
This is Chico. Come on now.
I take my vacuum cleaner and suck them up. That's my way of murdering them. Instead of getting, like, that residue on, just... Boom. It's great. Instantaneous. I don't know if it's instantaneous for them. For me, it gets rid of it real quick. Cleans up the mess.
You have a family of cockroaches in your vacuum cleaner?
As I did take it out, I do realize it does shred them up. There's like legs and whatnot and, you know, the basket. But yeah. It's a good way to do
it. Rich
you can do it with, like, you know, spiders too. Well, you know, they'll get sucked. Everything gets sucked right up into that.
Yeah. Everything?
Everything.
Wow. Everything.
Don't put everything up there, though.
Some of us don't have a vacuum, Derek. Quit bragging.
Okay, well, you have a dishwasher, dog, okay?
And I dishwasher don't. Is and pretty
and you have a washer and dryer in your house. Please.
Damn right I do.
Get them all squeaky clean.
And you don't even have a need for a vacuum cleaner. Your place is so small.
Will you stop describing my place to the listeners?
Yeah, he lives down on...
Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, we are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are listening to Talking About Practice, Jarrell Gilbert, Derek Kusumaki, John Lucan, and Statman Brad in the building. We are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Payroll Plus, payroll and human resource experts for any size business. Owner Dolly Wendell and her staff can solve your payroll, workers' comp, group health insurance, employee benefits, and human resource management needs. In these times of changing employee compliance and tax laws, professional assistance is a must. Dolly at Payroll Plus can be reached by calling 566-0452 and set your mind at ease. Shout out to Payroll Plus. Most importantly, though, shout out to you. No. You, right there. You, the listener. Thank you for rocking with us with all the nonsense it is we do around here. Do you have some news, Derek?
I do.
I don't have your drop, and I don't know if this is even going to play, so we're just going to... We're going to try to just give you some background.
Roll the dice, you know?
Like, yeah, well,
let's go for
we'll
it.
We'll find out what happens. And it's not playing, so.
It's not playing, okay. So
go ahead and just rock it, bro.
I feel it. I like where we're at right now.
Hold on. There we go. Oh, nope.
This is live, y'all.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right,
we're going to.
On the fly, technical difficulties.
Literally, a little. Oh, wait, it's over. Okay. So it's time for the news. For those of you who are in this area, you're all fans of mostly the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
You like your San Francisco area. And the people of San Francisco have spoken right now, and they want to love everyone, too. Now, a recent statistic came out where it said roughly 1 in 5 San Francisco residents have a criminal record. San Francisco finds that bad. At least not the 1 in 5 having a criminal record. The name criminal record.
Oh, no.
They think that because 1 in 5 people have a criminal record, they should change having a criminal record to having negative predispositions.
Oh
my.
Or unfounded assumptions.
Mm.
And instead of a convicted felon or convict or felon, a formerly incarcerated person.
hold on a second. So we're going to change what... The adjective we use to describe these, or is that an adjective or pronoun? Doesn't matter.
The noun adjective. In which to describe.
The noun in which we're not going to talk about prison reform or why these people are going to prison or mandatory minimums, but let's talk about it. Let's be a little nicer the way we talk about it.
Yeah, because the language changed the attitude in which we have towards these people. Maybe if these criminal, I'm sorry.
It's so dumb.
People with negative predispositions
It's so dumb.
Would feel better about themselves knowing that they're not a criminal anymore.
I'm sorry. There are so many dumb people in this world, and it is beginning to become very aggravating. Go ahead.
And also, so change keeps going right now. So instead of a person being on parole, they are a person simply under supervision.
What are you, seven and grounded? No, you made a mistake. Pay for it. It's called consequences, man. Or woman.
Here's a good one. Good job. I think probably my favorite one. It's one of them. A juvenile delinquent is now a young person impacted by the juvenile justice system.
Oh, like they're out to get them.
And we have people that, if they're coming back from, they're returning to San Francisco where they were involved in justice. So, yes, San Francisco, I'm glad what you're doing. You're really fixing the problems right now in the way that we talk about people with negative predispositions.
Liberals.
Good job, California. Good job.
I gotta say, we've gone way too far to the left. Let's reel it in a little bit, SF. Come on, man. This is getting embarrassing, man.
So, yeah, that's where our money's going. Good times.
This is ridiculous.
I get why some people are leaving California now.
We worry more about the homeless problem in San Francisco than what we are calling former convicts?
And actually, again, like you said.
They're not homeless, dude. They're just home challenged.
Jeez.
They're just people with
with no permanent residence.
God.
Right now.
Unfortunate home dispositions.
Oh, get a job, Grouch.
Now, there's a serious problem in the town of Porthcawl in Wells.
Oh, God. I love Porthcawl this time of year.
People are having sex in bathrooms. What?
Not my thing.
So this town is installing new sensors into their public bathrooms that will detect weight. And determine if there's too much weight in there. There's obviously two people in there.
Wait, what if it's just
a fat person? Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's an issue. They're coming up right now. They're coming to realize that there's some people that weigh like two people or three.
There's only two reasons for two people to be in a stall at one time.
You really gotta go.
Cocaine and sexual orientation.
There's two reasons. Cocaine. Sorry. It's true. We all work at a bar, minus Brad. We know what goes down there.
I've been to a bar.
When a group of girls goes into the bathroom and they're in there for 20 minutes, what, are they all pooping? I don't think so. Okay?
I mean, one of them probably is.
Yeah, but
all of them are? No.
And they all come out and they all of a sudden have allergies. Yeah. The sniffles. Come on, man. We know what's happening.
Feeling a little bit more rambunctious at that point.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they have no appetite. Get out of here. I don't know what just went down.
So, apparently now... If you're in Porthcawl in Wales, go one at a time to do the cocaine in bathrooms. One at a time, guys. One at a time. And take the fornication at home. Because you're in a bathroom. That's disgusting. Who's found a dark
unless
alley?
Unless you had a home disposition.
Come on.
An unfortunate home disposition.
You might become a person with negative predispositions if you... that's it for me right now. That's the news.
Thank you, sir.
Brilliant.
That was great.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Still no Florida man, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's all right. Do you have a North State
update?
People
are coming close to it lately.
I do.
He's got facts.
Oh, wow. All right.
He's got stats.
And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right. I like the drops coming back. This should be fun. All right. So just going into Chico State soccer right now. The men played UC Davis in an exhibition game. No score was recorded. But on their Instagram, they actually beat UC Davis 1-0 in the exhibition game. So fun stuff there. But next, they'll be playing in Chico this Saturday against Holy Names, the Hawks. So, if you're in Chico,
what's August, a holy name?
Holy no, names.
Multiple. There's holy names.
Holy names.
Holy names.
Like, what do you think's
Matthew,
on that list?
Paul, Matthew, Mark, Matthew, Luke,
Peter,
John,
David.
Do you think the saints.
Jesus is obviously on there, right?
Yes.
Jesus is a holy man. Abraham?
Yeah.
Moses?
Yeah. Yes, they're all holy men.
David?
Was Moses a holy man?
I don't know. I'm wondering. Like, where does the holy name stop? Like, what? At what point in time is the name not
holy? I don't know. At a certain point, I feel like the Pope decides that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, moving on. So the Chico State Men will be playing August 31st at Chico for a scrimmage against Holy Names, 7 p.m. for the men's. Now going to women's soccer, I do not have a score on their exhibition game versus Southern Oregon. They were playing in Chico, but their next game is going to be in Hayward against Cal State East Bay, another scrimmage. Their game is going to be at 1 p.m. if you're in Hayward, Bay Area, the East Bay, so to speak. So yeah, that's the college sports. Now we're going to go into high school prep football. Pleasant Valley headed down to Del Oro, the Rockland area, and unfortunately suffered a loss, giving up all 32 points to Del Oro in the first half and was not able to come back in the second half, only scoring 19, 7 in the third quarter and 12 in the fourth quarter. They start their season off 0-1. Their next game is going to be Friday against Yuba City at Yuba City. So anybody in the North State can head on down to Yuba City. August 30th, game starts at 7:30 p.m. Now going to Chico High, they have not played a game yet. Their first game is going to be at Sacramento this Friday. Game's at 7:15 p.m. at Sacramento Community College. Now Paradise High.
Well, I went there.
Sacramento Community College?
Good story, bro.
I went to about every community college in the North State.
Which one's your favorite?
Probably Sac City.
Okay, all right.
So the only one, too.
Or CSM.
CSM?
Or Foothill.
Consumus?
That ain't college? Go there.
Oh, okay.
I went to American River, though.
Okay. Well, Paradise had their first game back.
Go through all your
fire.
Colleges you've been through.
Butte. Shout out. Roadrunners. What up?
Go Butt College. Anyways, Paradise is back for the first time after the fire. 5,000 yes. plus were in attendance, and they were not disappointed. They put on a show, scoring 42 points in this game. 21 in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter, and 7 to top it off in the third quarter, shutting out Williams, 42-0. So a nice little homecoming for the Bobcats. It was... I can only imagine how emotional it was for those kids to be back on their home field. And their next game is going to be against East Nicholas this Friday, and it'll be at East Nicholas. So if you're, again, in the Nicholas area, head on down. Check out Paradise.
Is Williams not very big?
Well, they are. They're still 12-man, but they're one of the lower divisions, I believe, in Division 5 or 6. I believe 5.
11-man. That's fun.
Or sorry, 11 men. Yeah,
that's a fine.
That's a fine.
Totally
I know
on the field.
Anyways, that is my North State update.
Thank you, sir. Let's take a look into the futures, shall we?
Let's do it.
Hey, it's me. Knock knock. So, you got my money?
You know what that means?
It's
time to be a degenerate.
All right.
Make a bunch of money, maybe lose some, but we're going to make some. You know what
I
mean?
All right, yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
I like it.
Last week we had the week zero, as they call it, in college football kickoff. But this is the true week one of college football, starting Thursday. We're going to get back into our parlay performance from last year. We're going to start parlaying some teams. I also have a teaser of the week. We're going to pick a couple teams for a teaser. And then I got a little new segment we're going to run by the boys here. It's bias betting. So we're going to pick a team for everyone. We're going to follow them throughout the season and see how we all do on our respective teams being biased. So this week we have – usually we're going to be doing three-team parlays. That's kind of the go-to statistically for winning purposes, for percentages. This week, I'm just so excited. I threw a little fourth one in there just because, you know, it's week one. Why not? So this week.
Liar.
Yes. So this week, my four teams to be looking out for. Every first week, you know, these big Power Five conferences always pick some run-of-the-mill FCS or just low Division One college football team to just kind of sharpen their teeth with. So look for high spreads, but don't be discouraged because these teams are going to run through these small schools. So the first team I have, Texas against Louisiana Tech in Austin. And we have Texas minus 20. Again, big spread. But I see Texas winning by 28-plus. Their defense is going to be super stout this year. Look for low-scoring games. But, yeah, so we're going to take Texas minus 20. We have Auburn and Oregon. That is kind of the premier game this week. It's going to be played in a neutral spot at Dallas Stadium. It says neutral, but obviously being that Auburn is – you know, less than 7 hours away. Look for that to be kind of a home team for them, even though Oregon travels really well.
Did you look that up?
Yeah, I did. You want to look it up for me?
At 7 hours?
Yeah, I looked it up.
You did?
You like that? You like that research? Okay. Nice. Brad? No, you don't have to look it up. But
look it up. Right now. Look it up. 7 hours or not. From Dallas to Auburn.
So
spread, come on, let's go.
All right. So the spread is 3. I want everyone to keep an eye on this because I really do like Oregon this year. They have had a really good recruiting class the last couple years. Their defense is going to be stout this
Chip
year.
Kelly!
It's 10.5 hours.
Ah!
Give or take 4 hours.
If you're driving 100 miles an hour,
I'm
sure.
In California, you know, everything's relatively
If you're driving 100, you get there in 7 hours.
So, yeah, 3.5 for Auburn. I'm taking Auburn as it sits. But like I said, it's early in the week. Let's watch these lines. Anything over 3,
it's Auburn minus 3.5 or plus?
Minus. So nice. Auburn's a favorite. But anything over that, I kind of might switch over to Oregon. So keep watching those lines. The third team.
Now, what uniforms is Oregon going to be wearing? Because that has a big factor on how I bet.
I mean, I didn't research that.
Okay, all right.
But
you didn't research anything, did you? 10 hours. 7 hours, my ass.
Third game, Northwestern at Stanford. Stanford's favored 6.5. I like Stanford in this. I like Stanford to come out and have a staple run game like they usually do and shut down. Even though Northwestern has been looking good the last couple years, I think it's kind of a far mission for them for week one coming all the way out from Chicago. So also look at the over-under on that. It's 50, which is pretty high for both these teams. It's both a defensive game. So look for the under in that. And my fourth game, Wisconsin at the University of Southern Florida. Both really good offenses, but I think Wisconsin has the better defense. Spread is minus 12. I like Wisconsin by double digits in that, so we're taking Wisconsin.
Is that how you really say it?
Wisconsin. Yeah, you say Wisconsin. Yeah.
Wisconsin?
You're really Wisconsin. Emphasizing the
Wisconsin.
The West.
Yeah. Wisconsin. It's like everything is Wisconsin.
Well, it's cheese, so they whisk a lot. You know what I mean?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
That's your explanation for that?
Minnesota.
Yeah, you betcha. All right. the two teasers I like this week are kind of the big focals. It's Ohio State at FAU, Florida Atlantic University. That's the Lane Kiffin. I don't know if you know Lane Kiffin.
Is he still there?
He's the head coach there. And they just got DeAndre...
Yeah.
Maxwell.
The Florida State transfer quarterback.
Oh.
Hamilton.
So that spread is minus 30. I like that tease down by 6 points. And I like FAU to keep that close.
Isn't that 5?
Excuse me?
Is that 5? Was that your 5th pick?
I'm telling you my teasers here.
Oh, okay.
Teasers. Were you not listening in the beginning of the segment?
Do you not realize I don't
Jesus
listen to anybody?
Derek.
Gosh, man. Okay.
And then I'm also taking in my teaser. I'm taking Duke over Bama. Bama's what? Favored minus 36. We're going to tease that down to 30. And Bama in the last since 2005 is 11-22 with the spread plus 30 or more for them. So Duke has a good decent offense.
DeAndre Francis.
Francois. Thank
Francois.
You. Francois. Yeah, it's French. Yeah. So I like Duke in that.
His name's I'm going to leave it alone.
It's DeAndre Francois.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to do a new segment here, boys. Some of you guys can all get involved in. I'm calling it biased betting. We're taking our favorite teams in college football, and we're going to follow them throughout each week. And you guys can take them for or against. You can take over, under. But we're going to keep your guys' record throughout the season. And then loser is going to be doing something embarrassing on the downtown streets.
Okay.
So we say.
No, yeah. we're doing it.
We'll never see this through.
No.
We're going to see it through.
I like the idea.
So I talked to Drew earlier. He likes University of Texas a lot.
Hook
so
him.
He's going with University of Texas.
Hook 'em horns, baby.
Obviously, we know Derek at
Michigan.
Big Blue over here. So he's taking Michigan. I have not got Brad's pick
Duke.
Yet.
Duke. I'll be Duke.
You are taking Duke.
I'm going to take Duke.
Okay. We're not gonna do anything this week for week one. We're gonna let you guys kind of follow college football this week. See how your teams do and kind of go from there. But get ready. By next week,
who are you picking?
I'm taking Cal.
Thank you.
Right. Cal Berkeley Bears.
Gotta say, I'm shocked about the Bama pick, taking Duke over Bama.
We'll see.
That's a shock. All right.
Well, no one likes Bama.
And that's the future.
But it's not smart.
You said we're smart.
Well, I'd hope we're smart, at least somewhat.
That was futures?
Dan Clutcliffe, yeah.
All right, excellent. we're bringing Aaron on the show, aren't we?
Yes,
excellent.
We will.
I have no idea what we're talking to her about, so this should
I'm U.S. Open?
This will be a surprise to all of us. Aaron, are you with us?
I sure am.
What's up, homie? So I have no idea what you're talking about. What are we talking about?
Some golf, I hope.
We're talking about golf today.
Yes.
All right. All right. Yeah. What just happened? PGA, something or other?
Wait. This isn't our LA correspondent anymore.
No, this is not.
Yeah.
This is our Salt Lake City correspondent.
We might as well call it our foreign correspondent.
Ooh, our foreign correspondent.
I think our foreign correspondent sounds better right now. She's in a foreign land.
Yeah, our foreign correspondent.
How is it out there, Aaron?
Way better than California. I would say everyone should move here, but you'd all ruin it. So
stay here.
It's terrible. Awful. Never come here.
Let us move. You stay.
Yeah. I went to the DMV today to register my car and left with actual physical plates to put on my car, and I waited a total of 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's nice.
Those Mormons really got everything figured out.
They really do.
Except for the multiple wives thing.
I mean, that might be the only thing they got right.
Yikes.
All right, what do we got golf-wise?
Golf-wise, Tour Championship this weekend was won by Rory McIlroy. So he also wins the FedEx Cup, and it was an exciting weekend.
Oh, wait, so Tiger Woods didn't win it. Oh,
he wasn't even in it.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even play. Didn't even play.
Well, he wasn't back there, was he? Okay.
Did we the
best time of
the year, but whatever. Tiger's back.
Anyways, Aaron, what did you think about the last day on Sunday?
I mean, it was pretty exciting. I think it was really strange because they had to play, 30 holes? So that's like...
On the last day?
Yeah.
Wow.
So on Saturday, play got canceled because of lightning strikes, and six spectators had to go to the hospital because of lightning strikes. So they called it. And they had only played 5 holes. So Sunday morning started early, and they had to play a total of 30 holes. So Brooks Koepka went in the lead, I believe. And then it was Rory was doing really well, but I think around hole 9 is kind of when he was started to run away with it. And just he played lights out. He was putting on a clinic. It was his day.
Awesome. I am watching video of this lightning strike right now. Holy bleep, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. So whoever put on or put the schedule together kind of blew it. There was only 30 players, so you know, maybe you start earlier in the day because the South is known for their thunderstorms.
Yeah. That's crazy.
How did they get hurt? Were they near the lightning strike? Were they actually struck by lightning? Were they on a?
They're playing with
the irons. Lightning struck a tree.
Well,
and
they
the
said
tree
they
went,
like
right
not players,
in a group of spectators.
So it struck a tree. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tree basically exploded and hit people.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly. So, flying debris.
Aaron, coming into this, where was Rory in the standings? Because I know there was a lead. A stroke discrepancy, or you got negative
That's
strokes.
So Justin Thomas was first, which means he started the tournament 10 back. Rory was fifth, which means he started at 5 under.
Oh, okay.
So Justin Thomas kind of folded under the pressure. He finished, I want to say, fourth.
He tied for third.
Yes. Sorry. Tied for third. Which is obviously great, but their finale ended like they wanted it to. They wanted the Tour Championship to also win the FedEx Cup, which is what happened with Rory. But that puts an extra pressure on Justin Thomas. The purse this year for first place was $15 million.
Whoa. Is that one of the biggest?
Justin Thomas folded under pressure and only won $3.5 million.
Is that one of the biggest purses they've had in recent years? Ever.
Ever.
Wow.
$15 mil.
So, Rory's not hurting for money today.
God, that must be nuts.
I heard that the last place got a $400,000 check if they were just in last place.
$385,000. $385,000,
okay. Wow. So if you made it to the Tour Championship, you were walking away with a pretty penny.
Gonna start hitting links right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, all you have to do is make the cut and you start making driver. Money.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Let's go. So, Aaron, you gotta tell us right now, being in Salt Lake, tell us a place you visited right now. Give us one spot that's sticking out to you that could be the come your cheers.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Mr. Charlie's Chicken Fingers.
Ooh, I like the name. All right.
Chicken fingers were delicious. I would compare them to Chick-fil-A's.
That's a bold statement.
They have a spicy aioli that really puts them over the top.
I got
it. Does not disappoint.
All right. Salt Lake coming in clutch.
Come visit.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Well, Aaron, we thank you for the time right now.
Appreciate it, Aaron. We will
Anytime. We'll
chat with you next week. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Stay safe
US
out
Open.
There.
Serena beats Maria Sharapova 6-1, 6-1, so it'll be exciting.
Maria Sharapova beat Serena?
No. Serena beat Sharapova.
Okay.
Oh, darn.
My bad.
Okay.
Slightly dyslexic.
We'll talk to you next week, Aaron. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Our thanks always to Aaron Isamaki, the best part of our show each and every week. And we wish her all the best on her new adventure out in Salt Lake City. It's crazy she moved to Salt Lake. Utah would not be high on the list of places I'd want to move.
I've actually heard it's pretty dope.
I've been there, but I was a kid, and I don't know.
I feel like that doesn't count. Like, you can't say
if you can't drink somewhere, no, then, yeah, you can't, real, you can't really get a good there. Idea no, of what no. it is. I get that. Yeah.
At least 18 to, like, all right, what's good food taste like, you know? Granted, 18-year-olds don't know what good food is. I mean, look at John. Guy can't even eat.
Ugh, macaroni and cheese.
You couldn't even finish.
Yeah.
What can I eat?
There's a lot of things you don't eat. I can't.
You're doing great. Doing great, Derek. Keep it up.
Killing it.
Keep it up.
Let's keep it pushing.
Eating tacos.
Something like that.
Anyway, Team USA loses for only the ninth time in nearly 13... for the first time in nearly 13 years. I'm sorry. To Australia. Australia's beat us before, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at this NBA. Can you look up the roster real quick?
Wait, for Australia or for USA?
No, yeah. Who cares about the Aussies?
Well, who cares about USA basketball right now? Their roster is awful.
That's my point.
Okay, I get that, but I'm just... Fine, I'll look it up.
You were the one that put it on the rundown, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't care about USA basketball.
I didn't put the basketball one down.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, that wasn't me.
All right. Get it together, dude.
All right. Well, their site is... Keep talking. Or is this it? Just the...
No, I just wanted to go through the
Donovan
roster.
Donovan Mitchell's on that squad.
All right.
Okay, I'll take Donovan Mitchell. Who the hell is Derek White? Anyone ever heard of Derek White?
No.
I know... Nope.
All right, here we go.
All right.
So we have Harrison Barnes, Jaylen Brown, Joe Harris, Brooke Lopez. We have Chris Middleton, Donovan Mitchell, Mason Plumlee.
Wait, what? Stop there. Mason Plumlee.
Mason Plumlee
is on our U.S. squad
solid
right now.
Player. What do you mean?
What? No.
Solid player.
Representing the USA?
Solid
no,
player.
I don't want him representing anything.
We need at least one Plumlee.
I feel like Chris Middleton looks like every black guy's uncle. So keep going.
So we have Marcus Smart. Then we have Jason Tatum, Miles Turner, Kemba Walker, Derek White. He plays for the Spurs, by the way.
Yeah, I know who he is.
And then that's it.
Being facetious.
Okay. But let's look back at this. Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
It's like our C-squad.
This isn't
a bad look for the Celtics.
It's like the freshman team.
I mean, they have a bunch of players.
They have a bunch of threes and fours on a NBA team.
I would say Donovan Mitchell's number one.
Jason Tatum's an all-star.
Yeah. Is he? Jason Tatum didn't make an all-star team.
For his first year?
No, he didn't.
Should have.
Well, these aren't premier guys, though. Like, these aren't the guys that should be representing the United States.
I would actually prefer this. In fact, I would rather them go back to amateurs.
Go college?
Yeah, make it a little more competitive. Make it interesting. I mean, it's fun to see, you know, all the superstars out there balling out and just killing these other squads.
Is it, though?
No, it's not. Who wants to see a 120-80 game?
I mean, I used to love, like, all the highlights and the dunks and the alley-oops from half court and them messing around out there.
Yeah,
but
it's called the NBA All-Star Game.
Fair enough. All right, moving on. Yep.
All right.
I think we proved our point that this squad is a little lackluster compared to...
I mean, good luck, but I mean, it's just not interesting.
Okay. U.S. Women's Carly Lloyd's 55-yard field goal goes viral. And does she say she believes women can play kicker in the NFL, or is that what the talk is around it?
Both.
Yeah, again, I didn't put this one up.
Both.
Both?
Okay. Yeah, she's already had multiple offers from multiple teams.
Then why is she playing?
Because she's making bank as the top three U.S. women's soccer player.
She would probably make more money in the NFL as, like, the first woman kicker. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
NFL, I mean, did anyone see that video?
It was a good, shot. It's a good shot.
That was good from 62.
Yeah. She's got a leg.
And the thing is, I actually looked it up, 50% or more of the field goals in the NFL last year were between 30 and 49 yards. Between 50 to 70% of the kickers in the NFL were kicking from that range. So it should be fine.
Yeah.
Everything else is like 14% outside of that.
I'm down to see a girl play professional football. I'm wondering what the controversy will be when a
guy
hits her return and she gets blasted.
Yeah, or a punt block or a field goal block, and she has to come up with the tackle.
The devil inside me saying, I would love to see that happen.
That's fair.
Do you guys think she could be a real real threat in the league?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
so.
Like, come playoff time in Chicago when it's -15.
I mean,
like,
I'm not
she's
lie,
playing the World
when
Cup.
When I'm looking at all the NFL players.
Yeah, the World Cup, it's 80 degrees.
Oh, you're so wearing you're shorts. Temperature.
I'm talking about cold climate, wearing shoulder pads and a helmet with that pressure.
Like I said, if you line up all 30 kickers for all NFL teams, Carly Lloyd looks more of like a stud than all of them. Those guys look like, honestly, they're pathetic.
You guys know how I feel.
I mean,
about
Matt Prater hitters.
I'm not a fan. So, anyway, you have 1 minute to do foot mouth, sir.
Uh oh. I can do it. It's
time we take it. All right, hold on. Let's just fast forward to the. There we go.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 30 seconds.
This is fitting right now because it's time for football. And in LA, if you were in LA, I'm actually talking MLS today, guys. This is really weird for me. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I got to. Because, yeah, exactly. It's the shortest time. It's all it needs. El Trafico. I hate the name. I love the idea. I don't know if I hate the name. I'm working on it.
It's a bad name.
I love the name.
It's got. I get the. LA, I like the funny. I get the funny, but we'll hold up before we compare ourselves to El Clasico. Either way, it did not actually disappoint.
El Trafico.
It's funny. I get it. I appreciate what they're trying to do. Really trying to spice up the soccer love and fandom in LA, and they truly have done so. LAFC has really come in there with the storm and really has a huge following of people right now, and they're known for the games to be very rapid.